Okay, good afternoon, everyone. This is Julie Fedorchak. I am sitting in for now for Commissioner Brian Crotchis, who's our chair and is en route back to Bismarck. So I'm going to run the meeting today. But we have a work session on case number 18-352. I want to call that work session to order and ask my colleague, Commissioner Christman, if he has any opening comments.
Thank you, but I do not have any opening comments.
Okay. In the room with us, we have Jerry Leon from staff and our attorney on this case, Zach Pelham, and on the phone is Molly Smith. And but I don't actually think Molly will have much to say. She's just monitoring. So the issue really of this discussion is the lay filed exhibit number 33, which is a project sound study and its review by Epsilon Associates. And I and that was a lay filed exhibit provided by a expert that the commission hired to evaluate these sound studies, and his name is David Hessler. And so we've received this late filed exhibit, and I guess I'll turn it over to you, Zach, if you want to direct us on how we should proceed. I think in general we're just going to be talking about our impression of the late filed exhibit. So
thank you, Commissioner Fedorchak. It's good to be here. You know, I think the long story short on the late filed exhibit 33 is the ultimate conclusion in the last paragraph, last full paragraph. The review by Epsilon confirms that at the very least the project will meet the state noise standard of 50 dBA. And from the legal perspective, as far as I'm concerned as the attorney for the commission, that confirms the company's initial study that they provided, the noise study, and it confirms the Epsilon study that was presented at the hearing. And we heard from Mr. Lampeter at the hearing in Tioga. So I really don't have much to add on that, Commissioner. There are some comments that, you know, that Mr. Hessler includes, you know, whether or not, you know, the commission would consider those or not. I quite frankly don't believe that they have a place under the current rules, because our rules are what they are. And certainly it may be a discussion, you know, for a potential discussion on, you know, future consideration of noise levels in a rulemaking setting, but that is not the setting we're in. We're in a proceeding. We've heard evidence. We've heard testimony. We've received exhibits. And as far as I'm concerned, as your attorney, these noise standards under our regs have been met and confirmed by this expert.
Very good. I, too, appreciated this review and the comments and his conclusion that the company's plan and their studies suggest that they will meet the noise standard of 50 dBA. Regarding the additional information he provides, I think it does offer some thought for future consideration by the commission, whether we pursue that in a rulemaking procedure or in a work session just to discuss the whole issue of noise and wind development. I think that we could go a number of different directions with that, and I intend to talk with staff about where to go from here to make sure that we have the right standards and that we are asking for the right information from companies on the front end to ensure that the sound standards can be effectively enforced. But as it relates to this project, I think that we've gotten what we need from this Mr. Hessler, and I don't think it really contradicts anything that was provided in the hearing. It supports what was provided in the hearing, so I think we're good to go from that standpoint. Commissioner Christman, do you have any additional thoughts?
Well, I'll just kind of confirm for everyone to hear that I pretty much agree with everything you just said. I do think that it is some really valuable food for thought for us about what our potential standards ought to be, and I'm certainly trying to study that even more, but I'm not in favor of changing the rules in the middle of the game here, and so yeah. I just agree with what's been said, that seems pretty well the subject, I think, is covered for this case.
Okay. Jerry, do you have any additional input?
I don't think so. I would agree with Randy that we should probably look at the rules.
Yeah. Well, I think that we can add that to the next commission meeting as an admin discussion, kind of where we want to go from here, and I'll probably try to have some thoughts on that, some options outlined since this is my portfolio, and so we can not kind of lose momentum on this issue, but I think as it relates to this case, I think we're good to go. Any other input or comments for this work session?
I do on other subjects than that. Is it okay to address some
scheduling?
Things that I'm confused about from the hearing?
Sure. Yes, I think so. We just noticed this as it relates to this case in general, right? So we could talk about other work, other case related.
I think that the notice was specific as to the sound, but let me check here. It's not on the docket, which is.
It says, let's see here, work session.
If you have it, if you have the notice.
Yeah, because if it's not, then I guess we can't.
Well, have to work through. Is there off. A notice, or it's called Aurora Wind Project Public Service Commission Hearing Room 115 Work Session. It does say underneath discussion regarding sound study. Are we limited to just discussing that?
I'm pulling that up right now as we speak. I had it in my emails.
I think it would be.
Discussion regarding sound study. I mean, it seems to be limited in that respect, but it is a work session, too. So, I mean, if there are.
These are not sound related, so yeah. I'm going to take your advice on it, Zach, whichever way you advise it.
I think, Commissioner, if you want to talk to me afterwards, I certainly can take the time. I was planning on meeting with Alana after anyway on another matter.
Okay. All right, so if it turns out that we need to schedule a broader discussion, or maybe your questions will be answered and we don't have to, but you can let staff know if we need to set a work session.
We're waiting on one late filed exhibit from the company.
Oh, we are.
And we don't have the proposed findings, the facts.
Oh, sure.
From the company either. So, I mean, after we get that information, guess is there probably will be, you know, and Commissioner Crosius isn't here either, so he may have some questions too. So
right.
we may need another work session, but we can talk about that.
Sounds good. Yep, we sure can. We could even schedule next week in our meeting. So, all right. Without further ado, then this work session is.
Could we schedule a potential discussion? This is not part of this case, but just a discussion on testimony for 2261.
Yes, I would be happy to do that. So the work session on case number PU-18-352 is closed. We're moving now to scheduling on different matters. All right. I'm available any time after 2:30.
Do we think that Brian will be in the air and pretty much occupied? Like, is there a better chance he could call in at 2:30 than 3:30? Than we don't really know, right?
No.
Okay, let's just go with 2:30 then.
Okay.
The odds are the same anyway, so.
Okay, so work session to discuss testimony.
Correct.
Okay.
And would you send him a text?
That yes. We'll have,
just like if he lands somewhere,
yep.
Then he knows to call in.
So 2:33?
Yeah.
Today.
Yeah.
That should do it.
I think 2:30 to 2:45. It's. I don't think there's that much to talk about.
Okay. Well, yeah. I wouldn't mind going over both bills for tomorrow. A little bit.
Okay. So 2:30 to 3.
Just to refresh my mind. Okay. With that, this work session is closed.